Hey mama, do you find yourself wishing you knew you were on the right path with your business or wanting to know how to do it all as a work-at-home mom and entrepreneur? If you struggle with imposter syndrome, mom guilt, or fear of failure, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Alexia, a Christian mindset coach passionate about teaching moms how to renew their minds to find success both in business and motherhood. You can overcome the negative thoughts holding you back from fully stepping into your calling. I know what it's like to worry your business will never work, to feel mom guilt every time you work on your business, to realize your mindset is hindering you, but not knowing how to change it in a Christ-centered way. I created the Mom with a Calling podcast to teach you how to use the powerful combination of God's Word and proven mindset strategies to help you break free from negative, paralyzing thoughts and gain clarity and confidence to go where God is leading you. As you step out of the old way of thinking and into God's way, you'll find more peace, joy, and purpose. Pop in those earbuds and get ready to let God work in you so He can work through you. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Mama with a Calling podcast. This is Alexia. I just want to go ahead and give a disclaimer. My throat, my voice sounds kind of funny, but it's just allergy season. You know, spring is here, which I'm so excited about, but my voice does sound kind of a little off. So if you're wondering, does it sound weird? Yes, it probably does. But this message that I have today is so important. I wanted to make sure I recorded this episode for you guys. First, I wanted to ask if you've ever felt like God is calling you to do something different with your life, like starting an online business, but you are scared because you don't know what's down that path. Right? Like you aren't sure of the next steps. But more than that, you don't know what life is going to look like down that path if you get to thinking about it. Like that's the fear, the unknown. Will you be successful? Will you have the money you need for your family? What will people think when you veer away from the career you spent all those years pouring into? These are real questions that can keep you from moving forward toward the business that God's calling you to do. But you keep feeling that pull to do it, right? And this may be why you're listening to this podcast. Like you're looking for how to get out of your own way so that you can follow what you know deep down is God's calling on your life. And this is where I come in. As a biblical mindset coach, I'm here to help you. And one of my favorite ways to do that is through a mindset breakthrough session. So this is a 1 hour single coaching session where we will get to the root issue of what is holding you back right now in your business. I've seen so many women come into this kind of call confused, worried, they're not sure what to do next, and they leave the call knowing exactly what they need to do, exactly what God's calling them to do, and they feel peace and confidence about that decision and those next steps. Not because I told them what to do. I don't do that. That is not my job. But because this is your business, God is already leading you where you need to go. My job is to help you see where fear, anxiety, etc. are keeping you from fully hearing what God is saying to you. So if you're stuck right now, if you're frustrated that you keep spinning your wheels and you're ready to do something about it, I want to invite you to book a mindset breakthrough session. This is a great first step into coaching if you haven't done coaching before, or maybe you have and you're just wanting help in a very specific area. This is perfect. There are limited spots each week for these calls, so be sure to grab your spot as soon as possible. To do that, go to mamawiththecalling.com/coaching session, all one word. I'll put the link in the description below as well. All right, so today we're going to be talking about being mission-minded when it comes to your business. So I've talked about this some on the podcast in other episodes in different ways, but I was inspired recently to talk about it again, but in a different way, in a new and fresh way, because this just hit me when I heard it, and I knew that it was something that I was supposed to share with you all as well. So I was listening to different people talk about missions. I don't know if it's this time of year or what, but different churches and things. I listen to a lot of sermons on YouTube. And I was listening to people talk about missions. And I was reminded of my own desire to go into the mission field, to be a missionary. When I was in college, I was so excited. I went to a small liberal arts college in Northeast Tennessee. And when they had a missions week, and it was all these missionaries and all these different things. And I was like, so on fire. Like, I am going to do this. This is amazing. I loved it. And I don't know what happened, but it got lost in the mix there. Probably just, honestly, I remember laying there deciding between, am I going to go to grad school? Because I had been accepted to Vanderbilt. Or am I going to go into the mission field? And they were so different. And I think that I chose the world's way. I mean, I did feel like God was also calling me to science, even though I don't do science now, but I just felt like I had this gift. I felt like I miraculously got into Vanderbilt. And so I just felt like it was such an amazing opportunity that I couldn't pass it up. So I chose grad school. And I don't know if that was the right choice, but it's the choice that I made, and God worked with it, because here I am, and that's okay. But my point is that missions, when I look at missionaries, I think about the amazing, like what struck me the other day when I was listening to people talk about this, is I was struck by their passion and the pull that it has on them, that once they have the call to the mission field, it's like it doesn't go away, right? The burden that's on their heart for that people group or for that country or for whatever it is so strong, and it is so amazing. It becomes a driving force in their life. Like their love for people they've never met, people they don't yet know, they want to reach and serve them. And it's amazing. And I got to thinking, well, I mean, I feel like this was God saying this to me. You know, our work, your work, your calling is the same kind of level. It should be, right? It's something that God has given you that's really important to Him, and He's put it on your heart. He's put that burden there, that desire, the longing to help someone else in need through your business. Now, it feels different because it's business, but it shouldn't. It's just God's calling you to do it in that way. And when God could put something on your heart like that, we need to take it seriously, right? Like everything in our lives should be pulling us toward that desire to serve and help others. And, you know, if you notice how people with the heart for missions, they usually have that lifelong passion for it, right? They don't give up. They devote their lives to helping, serving people. They keep trying to bring other people on board. Like they do whatever it takes to be able to do that. And when I think about that in context of business, I think how people in missions, they're constantly, they're either having to raise money, they're having to rally people together, they're doing it a totally different way. But if God's called you to business, then shouldn't it be your priority then to figure out how to do that successfully, how to be able to make the money in your business? Because if God's calling you to business, then He knows that you have bills to pay. He knows that you need to maybe hire people, and that might be kind of far out in your mind, but even just the ability for you to devote your time and effort into serving and helping others. And I know I've talked about this in other episodes, like it matters that we charge for our products and services, because without charging for them, people aren't going to pay attention. Like this isn't a matter of salvation here, right? That's not what we're charging for. We're charging to serve and help people in a totally different way, but it's still something that matters. And so we should care about having a sustainable, profitable business, because that means that we're able to continue serving those people. We should care about creating the products and services and offering them to people, because that is going to help them. Like getting all fired up and excited, and you probably are already like this, really excited about the ideas that are in your head, yet are you doing them, right? Are you creating the things that God's putting on your heart that get you excited to think about, oh my goodness, I bet this would help my people, or this would help, and ooh, what about this? And then we are met with, you know, imposter syndrome. Who am I to create something like that? Like nobody's going to listen to me, or Is it going to be a waste of my time? Is anybody even going to buy that? What about all the rules? People say I should only create one product. People say that I shouldn't create that yet until I have X number of audience members, or I have X number of followers or subscribers. And people don't get to make the rules. If God has put that on your heart, then it is our job, right? It's your job to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to do it. It may not make sense, but here I go, right? Because we care more about serving that person. So I wanted to present this to you and say, how would it affect how you show up if you had that kind of passion and vigor for your calling, right? I think it would take it from this little idea in your head, this little like, oh, I hope I make money at some point, to something really important that requires dedicated time, resources, and energy. It is not a joke. It is not a hobby. It is not an option. It is something that is important to God. He put it on your heart, so it's important to you. It would become less about you and how you look and if you'll succeed or not, and more about serving the people that God has placed on your heart, right? It's not about, oh, I'm going to look silly if I create this offer and nobody says yes. I'm going to be embarrassed. Our focus wouldn't be on that. If our focus was, I'm going to create this and I'm going to do everything I'm going to do on my end in case somebody out there needs this. And if nobody buys, that's okay. I was obedient and I still created it, and it's still available for in the future when somebody comes along that does need it, right? And this refocusing of your business to being mission-minded like this will drive your actions, because you'll be focused outward instead of inward, which is what the world trains us to do, right? The world trains us to focus on ourselves. What do you want? What serves you? What makes you money? What makes you successful? What's best for you? And I'm not saying God doesn't care about us. He does. But it's not focused on us, right? We're focused on serving both God in what He's called us to do and serving those that He's called us to serve. And we care about their needs and their desires. That's what stood out to me about the thought of missions. What kept going through my mind was, when I think about talking with you all who are listening to this podcast, I think about the struggle that you're going through, the pain of not being able to do the thing that you know God is calling you to do. And knowing that I can help you should be enough to drive me to do the things, right? To offer the coaching, to get on here and talk on the podcast. And then I was thinking, that's the same thing for you, right? The thing that drives people in missions is they care about someone's need, and that drives them. So for your business, thinking about someone else's need, like, I can help them. I may not be a master at something, but I am far enough along to help somebody who's a beginner, and they are struggling and they want help, and I have help, and I want to reach out, take them by the hand and say, hey, this is the way. This is the way I can show you how to do it better, easier. You can be successful at this thing that you've been struggling with. So you might be tempted here to say, well, that's missions, right? This is just, you know, fill in the blank of your business niche. Maybe you're thinking this is just cooking or decluttering or whatever. But when we do that, because I'm tempted to do that too, I've been tempted to do that in the past. Like, we almost diminish anything, and that's a Christian kind of, you know, church culture thing, where we elevate people in ministry and missions as like, wow, look what they're doing for God. But when we do that, and I mean, it is amazing what they're doing for God, but that doesn't mean that the rest of us don't have amazing things that we're doing for God too, right? When we do that, we're putting God in a box, a small box, aren't we? Because we're making the assumption that God only cares and values positions that affect people's like salvation. Now, I'm not saying God doesn't care about salvation. Of course He does. But that we're kind of subconsciously saying God only cares about people getting saved. And then after that, He's just kind of tuned out. That He doesn't care about our everyday lives. That He doesn't care about our other struggles in life on this earth. And we know that's not true. Like, when I say that, I hope, like, we know that's not true. So why wouldn't he then send people to come alongside us in that journey? If I am struggling as a mom in whatever motherhood, like a homeschool, okay? So if homeschool is a struggle and I am praying, like, Lord, give me wisdom, give me insight, what do I need to do? God hears my prayer. He cares about that. So he puts it on the heart of some other mom to come forward. And she has a business. She has a podcast. She has resources. And I'm like, thank you. That is so amazing, right? That is God answering that prayer. And so, or like cooking or decluttering or whatever it is, you know how this is, right? There's other things in your life as a Christian that you're praying for, that you care about. And even if you're not a Christian, people are still worried about those things, and God can have you go meet that person in that place just because you are answering a need, right? Something on their heart, something that matters to them. So to speak life into you, right? That when somebody does something like that, it speaks life into you. It's God's way of showing that he cares, and it will do the same when you do that for others. Right? So in Ephesians 4:11-13, it says, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So I want you to focus on equipping the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. He calls each of us and empowers each of us differently through the Holy Spirit to build each other up. So while it might be that you, quote unquote, only talk about decluttering or cooking or health, God cares about our hearts and what burdens us. In 1 Peter 5:6-7, we read, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your cares upon him, because he cares about you. It doesn't say only cast the cares that have to do with church service or evangelizing or, you know, ministry work. It says all your cares. And the word ministry means serving others. That means to care about others and do good and help those in need. Because God speaks to us right where we are. So don't discount your calling. That's my point with this. Don't discount your calling. We don't get to decide why God has called us or how he's going to work through it. Like, I just remember when I first started down this path of entrepreneurship, and I felt like what I wanted to help with wasn't like big enough. Or like, how could God possibly call me to that when it didn't seem, you know, it wasn't like as glorious as like a ministry. Though I've come to learn that it is in its own way a ministry, right? So I don't want you to discount your calling or to think that it's not from God because it feels secular, or maybe it is secular. Like, maybe it isn't faith-based, faith first, but you are a Christian, right? You are called to serve in that way. So that's my heart here, is I don't want you to diminish what God has called you to do, right? We don't get to decide why he's called you or how he's going to work through it. Our job is to simply say yes, and then watch what he does and be amazed as we get to see him work. I mean, that has happened to me, and it is such a fun journey to walk alongside God and to see, as I say yes to each thing, I'm like, I didn't see that coming. That was amazing. Like, I love experiencing that and seeing breakthroughs, and it's awesome. So we look at people that devote themselves to missions and we look at them in awe, right? They answered this big call on their lives and they said yes. And then we see the amazing impact that has on the people that they're called to serve. And I want to encourage you to have that same thinking with your own calling. It's not any less important than those called to go into ministry or to missions. God has given you this call for a purpose. So are you going to put the dedicated time and effort into it? Are you going to let fear hold you back from going forward? Or Are you going to care more about the people that you'll serve and how much they need to hear from God and experience Him in that area that you're serving people in? Which one's going to be the driver here? So with all of that, I wonder, how does this change how you're going to show up for your business this week, this month, this year? If you're listening to this today and you're realizing that you've got some major resistance in this area, maybe you listened and you're like, okay, I know there's something to what she's saying, but I also feel like my reasons are really strong. Like you feel like your reasons for not moving forward are real reasons, that they feel valid and true. And so you really aren't sure how to move forward. That's where I can come in as a coach and help you. These are the kind of mindset blocks we work through in my coaching program, the Called and Confident Christian Entrepreneur, where we tackle all the different things that affect you as an entrepreneur. Or like I said at the beginning, if you want to focus on a specific issue, then book one of the single sessions, the mindset breakthrough sessions, to get that focused attention. Either way, I am here to support you. I am here to help you so that you can say yes to what God is calling you to do. The link for both of those is in the description below. All right, that's it for this episode. I hope this was encouraging and motivating for you this week. And until next time, keep pursuing your calling. Thanks for listening to the Mama with a Calling podcast. As always, you'll find the show notes for today's episode at mamawithacalling.com/podcast. Really quick before you head out, are you loving these episodes? To make sure this podcast gets in the ears of as many mamas as possible, please head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. And while you're there, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. I'm going to be reading your reviews on the podcast, so I can't wait to hear from you. Also, if you know someone that needs to hear these episodes, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. And don't forget to tag me at Mama with a Calling so I can share it in my stories. Until next time, keep pursuing your calling.